We're live, baby.
Oh my gosh, what a journey.
Truly, this is the journey that The Bachelor is referring to every season. We have just been on a journey to be here.
I'm exhausted.
And we should
lay down. So that was fun.
Just kidding. Can't wait till next week. Just kidding.
In all seriousness, I don't know how it worked this time, but it just did. So thank God for that.
You're a genius. You said we just have to restart, and you were right.
Well, you know, people say, what's that saying? Like, we're like a phone. So like, if we're getting frazzled, we gotta unplug ourselves, and then we gotta plug ourselves back in, and then we work a lot better.
I mean, I believe it now. This is for the first time in my whole life. I really believe it.
Yeah, I would agree. Let me get my mocktail.
Cheers.
Cheers. Air cheers.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. I'm visiting in the great state of Connecticut, home of the Huskies. And that is the end of any facts that I know about Connecticut.
I also know no facts about Connecticut.
You don't know one fact? What's the state tree?
I don't know that, but it's known as the nutmeg state. Okay. That's not a tree, though.
Does nutmeg grow on trees?
Spice?
Yeah. But where does it come from? A tree?
Ground? Probably.
I mean, I don't know what the other options are. Where do nuts come from?
Trees, right?
Yeah, so... But it's not a nut, it's a spice.
I have no idea what nutmeg is. Gun to my head, couldn't tell you what it is.
Why am I picturing? It's definitely spice. Because I've seen it in a spice jar. You're right about that. But I don't know why I'm picturing it. Like, are you Googling nutmeg?
Good.
What does it look like? I feel like it looks like a round nut ball.
I had to put Do Not Disturb on because I don't know what you can hear.
I can't hear any. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. That's good. Good. We're all good.
Okay. What'd you find? Oh, you weren't searching.
That was all I did.
All right. Well, we'll come back with that next time.
Okay. I feel like we need to start by talking about what we're doing, why the hell we're doing this.
Yes.
And how the hell you are.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What? Let's eat both answer each part of the question. Like, you know, like I'll do like, well, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? That kind of thing.
Okay. I like that.
Like a ping pong. Okay. What we're doing is this is the first, hopefully watch. We find the audio or the recording and there's just no audio.
I love that. We didn't even check. We just were like, we can hear each other. We're good. If we can hear each other, everyone can hear us.
I see it and it says recording dot dot dot. And that looks like a good sign because when my professors, this is how I go to every class and that's what it looks like in the corner and I can watch their recordings fine with audio.
Here's what I'm nervous about.
Oh no, tell me.
Everything I'm saying can be heard in your microphone and everything you're saying can be heard in my microphone. So it's like...
It's terrifying. Yeah, it could be bad.
Should we stop
separate
this
rooms?
Should we just check? We just have to end this recording and check.
No, and I'm
we really just jumped right in.
No, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when it takes a minute to process, it takes more than a minute. It takes a few minutes to process it and get the copy of the recording. Remember, it sends it to my email. So you're saying it might be smart to do that.
I'm just saying we may not be able to use any of this.
I feel like I've been living on a prayer.
I mean, it's a miracle that we're even here right now, but we're really acting like this is just working and we really have no idea.
But I like how it's going.
Okay, then I'm down to keep going.
No, we're going to kill me if it's not there. I will kill, oh, no. I will kill myself.
Then we
can't duplicate this.
You're right. Then we're just going to go for it. And then if it is bad audio, then we pretend this never happened.
Yeah.
Like I do with most things in my life. And I just move on.
Okay. What's the good thing is we have time and we can do it again. However, if it's not recording with audio, I don't know how to fix it. So is it a moot point?
No, I think that it's recording the audio. I'm just afraid like it's shit audio because we're just reflecting into each other's sounds.
I know. I can hear the sound. Should I like turn mine down? Like there are plus minus things. Should I turn that down?
I think we just go for it and then we'll, okay, we'll laugh about it if this is bad.
All right. I try to turn it down. We'll see if that helps. I don't know if it will. What was the question?
All right. Let's start with like what we're doing.
Okay.
And why.
Okay. This is, if we can hear the audio, the first inaugural episode of Girls Just Want to Lay Down. And that is what we're doing. We're sitting in Alex's apartment that she shares with her spouse, Max, who's on a 2-week business trip. So naturally I'm coming up here and we're chilling. So we get to do our first epi together, which is so fun. And that's what we're doing. What would you add to that, Alex?
Well, I want to start with our two perspectives about how this came about, because my perspective is hilarious, in my opinion, about this whole idea of us starting a podcast and like what we're going to do and why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. But I want to hear yours too, because I think it's probably much more insightful than my perspective. So who do you want to start with, like how this started and why?
I want you to start because I'm kind of blanking, but it's going to come back to me. And I think yours is going to like give my brain context again.
Okay. So where this all started for me and my perspective is, I don't even know what month or day it was, but it was definitely a Saturday morning and I was just chilling. Mm-hmm. And then Kate FaceTimed me, I think. And we were talking, catching up, normal things. And then all of a sudden she was like, hey, I have this crazy idea, but what are your thoughts on us starting a podcast? And I immediately was like, yeah, I'm in, like, I'll start tomorrow. Like I didn't give it a single thought. I was just immediately so excited about the idea, mostly because we already just talk all the time. So I'm like, to me, this is just us talking all the time, which we already do. Like, why not?
Exactly.
Record it. But I feel like you probably had a lot of thought behind it and wanting to do this. And to me, I was just like, yes. And I just jumped in.
Okay. Yes. That helped me so much. So thank you for going first. I feel like I thought really light thoughts about it. Like there was nothing. Sometimes if I have a really concrete idea, I'll like put a note in my phone and like build on it. Like it wasn't really like that. I had been on one excuse me. I'd been on one podcast with my friend Taylor. And so I kind of saw her like attempting the podcast and we recorded an episode like in my bed together. And I saw her equipment and like she was doing it and like using her software and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. Like I'm actually seeing someone. I'm like, oh, she could do it. I could probably do it too. But I have no idea what I would do it about. And so I was like, I think the first time I was on one, like one, I love podcasts. We both listen to them nonstop. But two, that like opened my eyes to like, oh, it's not that hard. We just like recorded this in our bed. That's cool. I wonder what else I could do with that. And then I was actually talking to one of my mentor, Xerxes, about like dreams I wanted to do in the future. And having a podcast was on there. And I didn't really even realize that until I wrote it down. Like he made me handwrite it on a list. And he was like, okay, when are you starting a podcast? And I was like, I don't know. Okay. There's a lot of other things to do and I don't know, but it would be really fun. But I knew I didn't want to do it by myself. Like I love bantering. And then I immediately was like, wait, Alex is like literally the only person I would do this with, I think, because we just have great banter and like love asking questions we don't know the answer to and like talking through stuff. So yeah, I think that's kind of it. And then on Saturday, either you FaceTime me or I FaceTimed you. And Alex taught my mom and I how to play Wordle that morning.
That's funny.
And my mom's been playing it ever since. She's obsessed with it. I did not last as long. But yeah, I think it was at the end of that conversation. I was like, hey, just wondering, what do you think about doing this? because I feel like so many other people have been made it seem so possible that I was like, okay, you know, the saying, like, people dumber than us have figured this out. Like, we could definitely figure this out.
Well, and there's absolutely no best friend podcasts out there. So we just really tapped into a brand new market. I'm just kidding.
So niche. It is so niche. I mean,
we're extremely unique. We're and
blow people's minds.
Just you wait.
Just you wait, baby. That's so true. I also think, something else came to mind while you're saying that. I think it was that, what was it? Come on, Kate.
While you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that does a good job of explaining our why. Like, mm-hmm. No, not even the why. The how this, like, came about.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like our, like, purpose or like our hope in this, like, what is your vision for like what you want us to talk about?
Such a good question. I feel like in talking about together too, like, I feel like we streamlined pretty immediately. Like, we had really, I think, similar visions, which, like, you'll speak to yours too, but I felt like when we talked about it, we were like, yeah, that's what I was thinking, that's what you were thinking, yeah. And I think it's a combo of, like, we laugh about, like, it being a best friend podcast, but also, oh, that was the thought I was thinking. And it answers this question also.
I knew it would come back to you.
It came back, baby. So I was thinking, oh, if I did a podcast with Alex, that means I would get to talk to Alex like 2 hours more a week than I do now. And I really, like, selfishly, it's like, I don't care if one person listens. Like, I just love doing this without a mic, but I was like, what would happen if we just, like, put a mic in front of our mouth and just, like, did what we normally do? So that's, like, the short answer, I think, is, like, our friendship feels like it consists of, like, asking questions. I also really need your advice and thoughts about things. Like, how you verbalize things is really helpful to me. So, like, earlier I was just asking you different questions about Ukraine, and even those things I was like, yes, okay, I can verbalize that, but that makes more sense to me. Like, you're my go-to person to ask those things and, like, talk through questions without any judgment and those sorts of things, but also just be silly and banter and, like, talk just like we normally do on FaceTime. Like, that's kind of what I imagined it being. What about you?
Yes, I feel the exact same. I mean, those were extremely high compliments that I didn't need or want, but thank you.
No, please.
Thank you. I agree. I think it's like our two favorite things put together, female friendships and laying down, which both are important to do multiple times a day.
So important.
And invest in. So I feel like that's my hope for this. It's just, we get to talk how we normally do, but then who knows? We're going to throw in some curveballs. Maybe have a guest here or there.
Ooh.
Maybe have some little helpful hints on how to do things that we've learned. I don't know.
Listen.
But then at the end of the day, we're just weird as hell. And
yeah,
we'll continue doing that.
Yeah. And yeah, man, that could have been an ad. That was beautiful. It's like a Hallmark card for our podcast.
Well, speaking of ads, I'm going to bring in our sponsor. I'm just kidding.
Please. This is a good question. If we could have a sponsor, who would you want as our sponsor? Like, our first sponsor?
Tequila.
Well, yeah, let's get specific.
No, like, I just want tequila to sponsor us.
Okay, well, which one? Okay, for me, I would take anything because, like, let's be honest, I'm not that picky about it. But I feel like Casamigos would be really cool, obviously, because it's the Blancos, you can't beat it. But also, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a tequila brand that's now, like, surpassed Casamigos. It's, like, in sales. It's huge. I know way too much about his life now because I follow him on Instagram. But it's called Terramana. And Madeline got me, like, a little bottle for my birthday. And I haven't cracked it open yet, but apparently it's very delicious. So that could be cool.
Yum. Who would your sponsor be?
I love the tequila idea. Like, some sort of,
I feel like you're really good. Like when you like a brand or like you get into something, like you naturally are already sponsoring them. Like you go around and tell everyone about them. Like you're very good at like knowing your brands that you like, or not even brands, but just like things you're like, you need this. I feel like I learn about so many things from you of like, follow this person, or I just got this. This has been helpful for organization, or here's a YouTube video on how to be productive. I don't know. You're just like good at like, when you know something's good, you sell it really well. So I feel like you have to have something that you would want.
Right. No, that's true. I definitely like sponsor the shit out of stuff that I love for free. I think I was trying to think of the thing when you said that. I was trying to think of the thing that I like gave free PR to all my friends, like most recently. I'm trying to think of what it was, but I definitely, like when Swell bottles were really popular, I told everyone
you
to Swell bottle.
You really
I sold
did.
Like at least 10 to 15.
I never bought one, I'm going to be honest, but that's just because I'm a hoe.
Did I give you my pitch?
I'm sure.
I can't imagine I didn't, but I guess it wasn't.
I mean, you still, bar. You're faithful. I see your Swell bottle right there.
No, baby, that's a Hydro Flask.
See, I know nothing.
But it's okay because I was just about to follow up and say I was kind of wrong, but no one could have predicted that.
Oh,
like everyone,
the skinny ones.
Yes, everyone ditched Swell bottles because they
you gotta
leak,
have a straw.
They leak everywhere.
You gotta have a straw.
Yeah, and that's exactly what brought
like
me
if
to
I don't have
that.
A straw, I'm not gonna drink a sip of water.
Yeah, so that could be a good answer. I feel like a Hydro Flask or like a Walla. Is that how you pronounce yours?
Yes.
And you like it?
Jamie, she sells, like she has free PR. Yeah. I like that term, free PR. Like
free PR.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, maybe like a water bottle brand, Liquid IV, that could be kind of cool.
That sounds right up our alley.
It sounds right up our alley. Cookout, I'd be excited about.
They don't have those up here. Yeah, or at least not close.
Awful, awful news. Yeah, I'll think of more.
I can think of one right now.
Tell me. Oh, for me?
Yeah, that you've already sold me on today. What have you already sold me on today?
Oh my God. What have I sold you on today? Tyler Henry, Life After Death.
Sold me so hard earlier today, didn't even know who this was, which I'm ashamed to say that now. To then, within the last 12 hours, I was on his Instagram live commenting up a storm. So you really turned me on to Tyler Henry.
Oh my gosh, you're right. If a series could sponsor us or a medium could sponsor us, absolutely. You said earlier, you're like, I want him to be a guest. And I was like, yeah. So
Tyler,
sponsor, guest, hear us.
Tyler, if you're listening, we would love to have you on. Girls just want to lay down.
I know that we have not past, therefore we are not coming to you in like a premonition, but if that works for living people, we're sending you impressions. That's what he calls them, right?
Yes.
Impressions that you need to come on our podcast. He went on Kesha's podcast. You'll see that in the show. Oh, sorry for the spoiler, everybody.
And then if he went on Kesha's podcast, he 100% will be on ours.
He read Kesha. He can read people over Zoom. And I was like, how is it the same? But he, of course,
truly
nothing
incredible.
That's a roadblock for him. I mean, he's so good at what he does. So yeah, those are some solid sponsor options. Okay, but I think where were we? I answered what maybe we wanted to take away. No, we both?
I think so.
I feel like just I did. And then we got into.
No, we both talked about it.
Okay, just making sure.
The last question was, how the hell are you?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I need you to answer that first.
Well, I mean,
hanging
I'm
this pong back across the table.
You're here visiting, which is so nice. When I was
equally same
all here. Alone in the cold Northeast. So I'm so excited for this week. It's like back to our roots of being roommates where we'll just like work all day. I'll go to work and then I'll come home to you. And it's
as it should be.
Perfect.
And we went to the grocery store just like old times.
Yep.
And we did a workout in the living room just like old times, except we would have done it in my bedroom.
We are creatures of habit.
Yeah. I feel like we have like our little routine that we do really well.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm in a season of routine and like getting settled, and that's been wonderful and I love it. But you are in quite opposite of a season, like maybe literally the most opposite of a season. How does that feel?
Honestly, I feel like I feel like I was telling you today, like I feel like I truly haven't even fully absorbed it yet. Like, I don't know, but you're referring to grad school, obviously that's over. I graduated on like Monday, and now looking for a job, moving to a new city in the spring. So yes, there's lots of like plates spinning and circling, but all really exciting plates to be spinning. So it's fun, but it also feels like there's like 90,000 things to worry about every day. So I think that can make it easy to not like slow down and celebrate kind of like the milestone. But I was really grateful. My mom, she's so sweet. She like worked tirelessly all day to put together like a graduation dinner on Friday for like my brother and sister-in-law came, like some of my cousins came, my aunt and uncle came, and then my mom surprised me with Julian and Mal, and they just like walked in the back door, and that was so fun.
Cute.
And so I felt like that was like helpful to cement it in my mind of like, oh, we're like, I'm like done. That's so crazy. So that was helpful, kind of like bookmarking that the end of that experience, I think. So yeah, I don't know. I'm enjoying my free time in that it's a Sunday and I'm feeling free, and then I'm moving into something different tomorrow. So life's a whirlwind, but all exciting things. I feel good about all of them, and I'm just interested to see how it all like falls into place. And then once I actually move, I keep imagining myself like sitting on the couch and being like, oh my God, well, everything I planned is like, we did it. Like what now?
Yeah.
You know? So that could be funky. That could be a little weird, but exciting.
Totally.
Take it as it comes, you know? We had a busy summer too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're always busy. Like you're always jumping into something new. Like,
you think? It's,
yes. In like a very impressive way of like, you're always doing some big job or starting some new freelance and grad school and move. Like, I just think you're always doing cool things. So I'm excited for this new chapter for you, but you're just good at like transition and change, and I don't know, you see at least on the outside like you always look like you're good at it.
Oh my gosh, that's very nice. I would say the same about you. I feel like when you moved to Connecticut, it seemed like seamless. Like I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was telling my mom, or my mom was like, did you and Alex like cry when you left each other, like in the family, like did you have like that moment? And Rachel too, obviously, but it was just, you're moving far away. So I knew I was going to see her, but I was like, honestly, I think I really tried to like low key pretend it wasn't happening and then just be like, I'm going to see her. I'm going to see her at this point. I'm going to see her at this time. So like, it was weird, but I don't know if I had like that one moment. I'm sure I got teary eyed in the car, or like by myself, or, you know, at some point, but do you remember?
Yeah. I feel like that's how I handle most things though. Like even like I was saying today on our walk, like it still hasn't always hit me that I'm like in a new state. And I just think sometimes like I forget about those things too. Even like when I went to college, it was very similar. Like I never felt like quote unquote homesick. Cause like I was like, oh, well I will go home eventually. Like, I just feel like I always kind of have that like, oh, I will see them again kind of mindset. So it helps to not make it feel like this open and shut chapter, really.
Right, right. I think that you said it so well. And maybe that's why, is because we moved out in June or beginning of June, right? And then, because that was a month before your wedding. So I also think I was like, well, you're going to be here all of June. So like, I think that's what it was. It felt fake because I was like, oh, she's going to live at home for a couple weeks until they move stuff in. And then like, we're going to do the whole big celebration that we've been like been planning. And that was like all this togetherness time too. Yeah. But then you guys came back from your honeymoon and did your U-Haul and like kind of went straight there. Oh, but I did get to see you because you stopped by the day after your wedding.
I had to stop by and see you and MK. Oh
my God. I forgot about that. I was like, what the hell, you guys? I was in my pajamas because that's how hungover and terrible I felt the next day. I was so happy. Like, it was such a fun night, but I was just feeling it. Like, my feet were sore from dancing and like all the things. And I was like, just so, I was like, I think I was in my pajamas when you guys came. Like, I definitely was not wearing a bra. And I was like, okay, well, it's happening. And you guys are at my front door, and I just saw that you guys are downtown. So I was like, I'm sorry. What's going on?
You can't get rid of me.
Yeah. Well, thank God. My mom thought you guys were celebrities. She was like, oh my God, they got married yesterday and they came by. And I was like, I know. I feel like that too. I feel like when people get married, you're literally a celebrity for 72 hours. Like,
it is a very bizarre feeling.
Yeah. It's like, I'll talk to you that day, but like, it's different.
Yeah. And then, like you said, maybe the following day you still kind of have that aura, but then the following day people are like,
yeah,
don't give a fuck.
Well, and then you're gone because you're, you know, on your vacation at that point, which is good for you guys. And, you know, then everybody else goes back to work and they're like, okay, well, we got the pics and the memes, you know,
got the pics and the memes. That's how we do it.
They're busy posting to the grid, maybe even making a reel. Maybe reels weren't a thing then. I don't know. But, that's when everybody does all their little content for you.
Yeah.
When you're on your honeymoon, I think. And then you get to see the pictures. We can keep going on the timeline.
We have a whole timeline.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say, you, with all of that change too, like seeing you do like a big, multiple big life things this time last year, you also do change very well. I feel like, do you feel internally like you did it pretty well?
Yeah, I feel like I've always actually liked change in and of itself. It's the lead up to the change that I don't always like. It's almost like that purgatory, like the waiting and anticipating, knowing that this change is coming, that can be more unsettling than actually the change or actually being in the new job or the new state or whatever, new phase of life. Like, I've always struggled more with the lead up, I think.
That's interesting, because I feel like a lot of people would prefer not to change things, but you feel like change is exciting. And like, I mean, especially moving in with Max and being married, like that's very exciting change to anticipate. But do you feel like other changes in your life like excite you?
I feel like I've been very fortunate where my life has been very constant. Like, I've had a lot of constants in my life and my childhood and lived in the same house and all those things. So I think there's some of that that plays into it, where like the kind of new chapter change can be exciting because I come from a very privileged place, but I know that's not how everyone sees it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Almost like the stability and your upbringing, our upbringings, like prepared us to take on change with more, maybe like optimism and like,
yeah. And see it almost as healthy of like, that's how, you know, you're like doing it right, like that you're ready for the next, you know, step. Yeah. And
yeah,
so I've always kind of seen it as a positive thing, but I know that's not always the case for everyone or every situation.
Yeah. And I feel like you, something all that always I've known about you, I've always said this, is you, like, nothing is a surprise with you. Like, I could tell you, I could come to you and be like, I murdered my cat. And you'd be like, okay, what do we do? Like, what do we do with it?
I will help you bury the body.
Yeah. And like, it takes, and so I guess by that, I mean, like, you're good at anticipating change. And I feel like you're always like, oh, it's the circle of life. Like, in a way, this makes sense. So A plus B equals C. That's why I should be doing this change, because it's time. Like, naturally, it kind of feels like time. And I feel like, you know, when like a new chapter is beginning. So it's almost like, oh, I'm like doing what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, maybe. That makes sense.
I don't know.
I think I'm also like a worst case scenario person. So I've like thought of every possible situation in my head already. So when something is happening, I'm like, yeah, I thought about this. Or like,
right.
Oh, I thought this could actually be way worse. So that's probably why I'm okay. And like,
yeah. What did you have any worst case scenario moments about like moving here, moving with Max, not even the married thing really, but I mean, I don't,
no,
but just all of it.
I mean, I think like I've never had to make friends, like literally ever. Like I said, I had the same childhood, went to the same elementary, middle, high school as everybody. Then I went to college, went to a college that a lot of people I knew went to. Like, I just felt like I was always kind of handed a community and handed friends. And so now to like move to a new state, that was like kind of the scariest part, but also like, I was like, this is gonna be such a good life skill to like have to make an adult friend. And So I like kind of saw it as like something I was excited about, but of course nervous to like actually find. I didn't want to be one of those sad people who my only friend is my husband. I mean, that's so depressing.
That I just don't see that happening for you.
So I'm really going gung ho, and I had an adult sleepover with work friends, which I think really is maybe too much of the extreme. Like,
you like swung too far the other way.
A little too far. Like, I like, just think about the people you all work with.
Yeah.
I shared a bed with one of those people. Had so much fun.
Yeah.
But maybe a little, maybe I need to just take it down a notch.
Give us
just a go get a drink after work like a normal person. But we had so much fun.
I was going to say, like, let's hear the high level recap of what you guys did on your, what should adult sleepovers be called?
Like, we kept calling it adult sleepover.
Oh, okay. Then great.
And then they called it a walk of shame when they left, like in the morning. My coworkers. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think adult sleepover insinuates something else.
Totally. We and need a new phrase for it, I feel like. We'll think on that.
I mean, it doesn't exist because no one does it, because it's weird.
We're doing
itself.
It tonight. We're doing it six nights in a row.
Yeah, but we're best friends and have lived together for 6 years and have shared many a beds in a dorm that's like the size of a bed. Like,
that's true.
These are people who like, I don't even know their middle names.
Alex, you got to learn those.
I don't know them.
Do you think they're going to listen and be like, I know your middle name?
I don't think they're going to know how to find this.
Alex, I think you think this isn't going to be a big deal. I think it's going to blow up.
I just make sure they, Lindsay and Amanda, if you're listening, just turn it off.
Also, that's like, I act like you're shooting gossip. Like, it's okay. You don't know.
We need to start making fake names for everyone in our life that we want to talk about here.
Totally. Just kidding. It's not that kind of thing. Okay, so yeah, anyway, high level recap. How'd you guys spend your adult sleepover until we find a better phrase for adult sleepover?
Well, my favorite part about it was pre-planned. It wasn't like, oh, we accidentally drank too much and therefore had to sleep over. It was like, oh no, we go into this knowing we're going to drink too much, so we have to sleep over. So that was my favorite. We had a lot of tequila. We watched the talent show at our school. We pulled it up because it was a teacher talent show.
You're lying.
So we played that at one point. It was awful, as you could imagine. And then, don't ask me why, in my drunken state at 1 a.m., I whipped out a game for us to play, which I'm like horrified that I did this, because I would say there's a good portion of people who are very anti-game people. And when you're a game person, like, you might be coming on a little strong. And I would not classify myself as a game person. Yeah. I like them. Like, I'm fine with them. But 1 a.m., I was like, we're playing a game, everybody. And I didn't even give them the option. I just pulled it out and said, like, here's what you're doing.
You, like, had energy still at this point.
Yeah. And then quickly after that, we were like, okay, it's time for bed. And the next day, I had, the next day, I was like, everyone, I'm so sorry that I had that horrific behavior. It was unacceptable of me to just force a game upon you, like whipped it out of nowhere.
Wait, did you say what game?
We did. It was that blather round for like, it's on like Jackbox, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I mean, we had a good time, but like,
I'm sure.
I'm still embarrassed that I just forced that upon them.
I mean, you had to do something. You're still hanging out. You're still awake. It's a good wrap up to the evening.
It was really fun. That's my recommendation of the week. I'm just started this. We're going to do recommendation of the week. My recommendation of the week is people should have adult sleepovers. I don't mean just like a sleepover with your good friends. People, adults should be doing that already. Right. I'm going to set the bar even higher and say, like, reach out to that coworker that you don't know their middle name. Ask them to sleep over. That's my challenge for the
week. And if you know their middle name, don't even think about it.
They're too close. You need a strangers. We're talking people you do not know. Those are the people you're reaching out to for a sleepover.
And it doesn't have to be a coworker, but it could be in that category of like acquaintance, like, but
your friend. Mailman, your neighbor.
Okay. When you said stranger, I was like, well, that can't be what you mean.
So do you know your mailman's middle name?
I know his first name. George. He's a damn angel. He's been a mailman for so long.
That's incredible.
I love him so much. Anyway, but no, I don't know his middle name, so I feel bad. I don't think he knows my first name, if that makes it any better.
Well, that's nice of you to know his.
So like an adult sleepover, I can't keep saying that. Potential person could be like an acquaintance level person with high friendship potential.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it takes your friendship to the next level.
Definitely. Which
I am all for adults still having intense friendships. Like, we still need those long into adulthood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
none of this. I just catch up with you once every like 3 months. That's
No, it's just not. Certain people, sure.
Of course.
Because you can't do everything all the time to everybody. But it's sad. Like,
but you got to have some people. I think as people get older, they sometimes don't. And like, again, like long distance, we move, and those long-term friendships, of course, those are important. Like, you'll always have those. But like, in whatever your new stage and wherever you're living, you should continue to like grow.
Yeah.
That group, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're on the same level of like a long-term friend from childhood or college or something, but
I don't know. They're special in their own way because of like how you met them and you put yourself out there to meet them too. And like, yeah, I think that's awesome. That's really good. That's a really good recommendation, Alex.
What's your recommendation for the week? To watch Tyler Henry on Netflix?
Oh my God, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, go to Netflix because we all have Netflix. It's called Life After Death with Tyler Henry, and it is what it sounds like, but it is so good. He is a medium and he converses with people who have passed, some living also. We're learning a lot about like the
communicating
the breadth of his like gifts. Yes. You know what I mean? So I feel like we're like, as we're watching this today, I feel like we're like learning something new every episode. But it's, without giving anything away, it's like a great split between him going and doing these readings for people. His wait list is like 300,000 people long. Am I on the wait list? Yes, I am.
Incredible.
Yes, I am on the wait list. And so it's, the show kind of goes between like doing these readings, connecting people to their loved ones, like giving people a lot of like really beautiful closure and like sending messages. And I cry literally every episode. And then the other half of the show is kind of like, they're going into a mystery in Tyler's family. And I won't divulge any details, but it's like, it's absolutely really bananas.
Yes.
And that's like a really exciting part of the show too. Like, I found myself almost looking more forward to that, but they're both so good.
That's why it's so good. It's both.
That's why it's so good.
Both are so intriguing and like,
you're cool. So right. I think that's why it's so powerful. So that is my recommendation, is watch it all. It can be heavy, I guess, but I don't know. Do you think it's heavy? You can separate yourself from other people's stuff a little bit.
Yeah. And like, it's a circle of life.
Yeah. But sometimes it's about, you know, tragedy.
I know.
Yeah. So just to be sensitive, but yeah, I agree. I'm all, I guess all that say, I mean, you could binge it, but you also don't have to. You could pace yourself.
Yeah.
Either way, I think I binged it in like 3 days, and we're watching it again this week because I love it so much. So that is absolutely my recommendation. I'm in love with him and I really want to go
one day.
Yeah. We're going to go to a show. We're going to try to go to a show.
I love it.
Your reading.
I kind of feel like I love that we just ended with two incredible recommendations, if I won't say so myself. Anything else that you want to add for our first epi?
My gosh, no. Where does the time go, first of all? Oh, I just want everybody to know that we're going to be laying down after this, so don't worry. And we spent most of the day horizontal as well. And we are laying down in the same bed together for the next, what, 5 nights? So that feels exciting.
All is right in the world.
Yeah. So no, I don't think so. I mean, if people want to hear anything, like, we love ideas. So yes. If you feel like you have like content ideas, obviously we have some things in the cooker, but yeah, like any, suggestions, welcome,
any
right?
Topics. Yeah. Anything, any guests, anything that you're wanting to hear more of.
Yeah. Join the banter. This is pretty much what it's going to be like, with like some structure sometimes, maybe a guest sometimes. Yeah. We're kind of building it as we go, I think, which is fun.
That's life, baby.
No, I think that's it. Do you have anything else to say, Alex?
Nope.
End it with our sponsor.
Tequila.
Pick a brand.
I'm going to just stick anyone in the tequila world. We are open. You can reach us at girlsjustwantalaydown.com.
It'll be live real soon. At Gmail. That'll be live soon too. Yeah, that was good. I think that's it. That's like kind of a wrap. Should we do anything to end it?
I don't know how to end.
Should we say lay down on three?
Okay.
Okay. One.
Two. Kate just whispered, which I'm sure you heard in the mic, whispered across the room, you just say two.
I want it to be like a ping pong thing.
Okay, from the top.
All right. One.
Two.
Three. Lay down.
Bye.
Bye.